All right, so go ahead and say your name.
Hi, my name's Melissa Rogers.
All right, and we'll just jump right into it. In what ways do you think I'm like you?
Determined, stubborn, focused when you decide to get to whatever that is. People say we look alike.
Oh, we 100% do.
Even
Miss Duet says I look like you.
Really?
Oh. In what ways am I not like you?
I probably have ADHD. You don't. That's for sure. You're taller than me.
Anything a little bit more like mindset-wise? Am I not like you?
I think you're definitely much more practical, and you're definitely much more decisive than I am.
Yeah, I don't have your spontaneity.
I think you do, but you definitely are more direct with your words. I'm all over the map.
Okay. What's something you always wanted to do but didn't?
Probably save money to have at least gone to Spain by this moment in my life. Probably would something in my life that I always wanted to do.
Yeah, well, it can be something crazy. It can be something completely wild.
Well, I think I'm going to get to most of it. I want to go on a safari.
Oh, that's pretty achievable. For stuff that you did want to do but didn't, why didn't you, or what prevented it from happening?
Just time and money.
Yeah.
Time and money right now. You know, just having children, want to get you guys into the next part of your level of life, college. And then I think some of those things I wanted to do will be coming soon.
Okay, kind of a follow-up. What are some things that you've done that you think you didn't ever think that you would have done whenever you were younger?
Oh, I feel like I was pretty adventurous because I didn't get married until I was 32. So I did a lot of local road trips, Warm Springs, the mountains, a bunch of girls, did a lot of stuff with friends, just decided, hey, let's just go to New York City. So we threw stuff in a car. You go to New York City, decided, hey, let's go to Bermuda. So we flew to Bermuda.
Went to Bermuda?
Went to Bermuda.
I didn't know that.
Yeah, went to Puerto Rico. So I've done a lot of spontaneous things. I probably didn't think I would work at a job as the same job for as long as I have.
Okay. Is there a moment or event that radically changed the way you saw the world?
Is there a moment or event that...
So something that happened in your life where your views of the world can be regarding anything, political, religious, about love, about... your life that completely, like, shattered everything you'd thought before, or just totally transformed it?
It didn't shatter it, like, oh, I had a belief system, and then now I believe this. But I think having the opportunity to know that my mom was going to pass away, and she was in hospice for about 30 days, I think it gives you perspective of, for me, like, what love is, what your priorities are about spending time in relationships. That we don't all live forever, and then having that experience, I think it really makes me stop and appreciate stuff when I feel kind of crazy, like things I worry about. But I stop and think about the time I had 30 days to spend to her, knowing that her life was going to end, and having that quality time. Mm-hmm. Does that make sense?
Yeah. So like.
So if I didn't have that, I don't want to say I wouldn't appreciate living. Mm-hmm. As well as I do, but I know I think about it often, like how important it is to tell people you love them and to hug them.
Okay. So, like, your views change from kind of, like, from what to what?
That, oh, geez, this can't ever happen to us, that things of, like, death unexpectedly can happen to anybody, anytime. So I just feel like we're not... here forever, you know, regardless of my age. That happened when I was 10 years younger, so I didn't think it would happen to my mom so soon. So it changed my perspective that, I don't know, live each day to the fullest, I guess.
Mm-hmm.
a little bit of that thinking.
Okay. When did you realize you were no longer a child?
I'm not a child.
Like, what really? Moment in your life did you realize, wow, like, I'm, like, an adult?
Probably in my upper 20s, I probably felt more compelled about that.
Yes, I think you drew out your childhood as long as you possibly could.
I'm trying to drag it out now.
But, like,
but probably probably in my mid-20s, when even though I moved out when I was 19 and paying bills, it probably didn't hit me till I was about mid-20s. Like, wow, I got real responsibilities by my choice. I didn't have to move out. So probably in my mid-20s, you know, people started getting married. But it didn't mean we didn't stay playful.
Mm-hmm. So, kind of tying in with that, was it kind of, like, sad to grow up? Or was it kind of just, no. It happened and you didn't even realize it?
It happens and you don't realize it, I guess. Because I feel in my mind almost the same way I felt. I feel now like I don't feel as old as I am. And so your mindset doesn't change, like, from 17 and 18. You just are doing different things.
Mm-hmm. Okay. How is your life different than what you imagined when you were younger?
I did not think I would be divorced. Can I put that in an article?
Yeah, it's an interview.
Oh. I didn't think I'd be divorced. Nobody gets married to be a single parent. I'm probably more grateful and blessed than I would ever imagine. You know, you and Trevor actually are awesome. And the fact that neither one of you have ever really had health issues, like a lot of people I know with kids either have some mental or physical ailment. And not that I ever thought, oh gosh, I'll have kids and I know one of them's going to have an ailment. But the fact that you guys are pretty healthy, it's awesome. But from a kid looking at what's it going to be like when I get older, a lot of us women watch the Disney fairy tales, The Princess and the Prince, so it didn't go accordingly. But mainly the main thing for me would be that, you know, I didn't perceive or envision being divorced.
Okay. So kind of tying into that, just kind of like, like think about what your life would be like. Did you imagine that you'd ever go into a career like of sales / like what did you want to do when you were younger?
I actually thought I was going to be a veterinarian.
Really?
Mm-hmm. And probably the lack of direction from my parents, not so much the lack of funds, but maybe being a household of six kids, a Navy father who was probably not very hands-on with input of the direction of the kids. We didn't have as much direction. No, you know, back lashing at my mom and dad. But I think they didn't point us in the right direction. But I thought I would have been a veterinarian or maybe a gym teacher.
I can see you as a gym teacher.
Because I like sports.
You like fitness and you really like kids.
True. That's true. Yeah.
Is your life, this is kind of a little bit morbid, but, and it's not necessarily a yes or a no statement, but is your life, like, better or worse than you imagined whenever you were younger? Or is it just different?
I didn't have, like, set black and white expectations of where I would be at the age of 55. I didn't say, oh, I'm going to have this much wealth. I'm going to be doing this. I'm going to be living in this color house with two kids and a dog. I just, no, I think my life is actually probably better in a way because, again, I put probably a lot of stock in health. I have not ever had health issues and operations and things that people of my age have experienced. So I think it's actually better. Mm-hmm. I the fact that I have two kids that went to an awesome private school, I think I'm above average with some of the things that I've chosen to do, financially speaking.
So, do you have any regrets, or if there's something you could go back and do differently, would you?
I probably would have been a little bit more conscientious with saving in different areas of finances. But
so I could have money to go to college.
You got money to go to college. Is this going to be, somebody going to be listening to this?
Yeah, it's fine.
I have money saved for you for college. but it doesn't mean you and Trevor shouldn't work. Any regrets? Not really. I don't really feel regretful.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-mm.
Okay. How do you want to be remembered?
As fun. Woohoo! Yippee! Fun and kind and charitable.
Okay. So, could you elaborate on that a little bit?
I think life is got enough tragedy in it. So if you turn on the news, you can see bad things happen. So I really feel people should have more joy, intentional fun. Whether you like riding roller coasters or sit around a table playing cards with your best buddies, I just enjoy the relationship and the fun times with friends and family.
Okay. What advice can you give to me as I begin to start thinking about my future?
Work hard, play hard, be independently self-sufficient where you don't have to rely on anybody else, be kind, and definitely give to some charitable causes, because I think when we give, even when we don't have it, it always comes back for the good, for so, sure.
Like, what advice could you give to me about my career?
Investigate and research, like you did with Aunt Jill tonight. Talk a little bit about what it means to get a degree in this field or that field. Really go and look online for 10 or 15 minutes when you're on your internet all day looking at fun makeup stuff, that you really make a point to treat yourself to information about your future. I never did. I just, you know, a lot of us ran out the door and let life kind of take us where it wanted to. I think if you could take a few minutes and think, hey, I want to possibly look into psychology, what does that really mean? Look at it, ask somebody, ask questions. So my advice would be, I'd be glad to help you in any way, but I think we should investigate in different areas of what you want to do as a career. And sometimes even when you get there, it may not be the one you want, but at least you've done your homework.
Okay. What about love?
Love. I think go with your gut sometimes. I probably didn't do that as much. I analyze things in my head.
How so?
I think it too much. Well, I can't fall in love now because I got too much to do. I think for you, you should allow yourself to feel love. Allow yourself to say you're worthy of high love. Don't just don't go off and think, you know, there's somebody not out there for you, but I think you need to be open-minded, but always holding your values and morals, and wait for somebody who meets those and not give in to that. But you can't be very nitpicky and, you know, unrealistic about love. Love is a choice. Most of the time it's a choice which comes out like a feeling. But once you make a commitment, that is what you're in love with, is the fact that you commit and you stick with your commitments.
How did you end up with Daddy? Or, like, what made you, like, decide, like, oh, this is the one?
I think a lot of it for me was timing. I was 32. I knew I wanted to be married in my 30s. I liked his sense of humor. I liked his height. I thought he was handsome. We were compatible with a business type of mind. Talked a lot about business. I thought he was kind, and he was independent. He had his own home. He had his job. We seemed to get along. And for me, it was really with your dad, probably the main thing that got me to where I could fall in love with your dad was timing, meaning I kind of was ready. And I don't want to say he was the only one, but yeah, all the other things matched up. He was never married, and I wanted to meet somebody that had never been married. And we had a lot in common at the time.
I think for our last question here, how have your notions of what it means to be a woman changed over time? This can, like, include lessons you've learned over your life, or even just the change of generations and new technology and new, like, belief systems coming up in more recent eras.
Yeah, I struggle with that one. I'm kind of a traditionalist. I don't even know what that means. Meaning, I struggle with that because I believe in some of the old ways that women should be homemakers if they can, if they choose to be and not get a job. So it's one, on one hand, we're like, women, like I just told you earlier, go out, make sure you're self-sufficient and you're independent. On the other hand, I'm like, stay home and be a homemaker. So I struggle with it because in my heart, I feel those old-timey ways do set precedents for a good family life. Chivalry still exists. A guy's the head of a household. However, I struggle because we have equal rights and women can do just about anything a man can do, almost. Although men have probably greater strength physically than we do, but I think if we can find the balance that some of the traditional ways can exist, knowing that you can do all those things, you can get a degree, you can be self-sufficient, but you choose to be, maybe one day if you have the luxury, to choose to be a stay-home mom.
I mean, that's kind of interesting coming from you because of the fact that you are a divorced mom and you have full custody over me and Trevor. So, like, you saying that like women should be a homemaker and, like, a man is, like, the...
Well, that's what I'm saying.
Like, you are totally, like, self-sufficient. Like, I want you to walk me down the aisle on my wedding day and that...
That's going to be weird.
Oh, it'll be hilarious, but... But, like, coming from you, that's really weird because of the fact that, like, I see you as, like, my, like, caretaker. I see you as my role model. I see you as, like, the main figure in my life.
The father, the mother.
I see you as head of the household.
Well, because I didn't have a choice. But what I'm telling you is, you asked me, like, how's my views changed about women. I struggle because in my heart, I like that traditional lifestyle.
It's a little hypocritical.
It is hypocritical. However, I'm empowering and trying to tell you and your, and even your girlfriends, that you guys should get your own career, get your own interest, get your job. If you were to marry and you had the choice to stay home financially, and that's what you choose to do, that's great.
I think I'd go insane.
Probably.
I feel like I'm like you in that kind of, where I feel like I'm kind of a busybody in some ways whenever I'm not just chilling on the couch, but I feel like I'm that way, that I would not be able to sit home all day. I'd have to do something.
Yeah. And it's hard because women, gosh, the time you'll be 30, I mean, women... Oh, I guess there might be a first woman president at some point.
There almost was.
Yeah.
There should have been, but won the popular vote.
But you wonder, statistically speaking, I mean, some of the divorces in the world, maybe even crime, has some of that increased because of broken up households and it's only single parents running homes? You wonder statistically if there's truth behind that.
Mm-hmm.
But I think women, you know, it's contradictive. We fought for equal rights and then we have them. And then it's like, geez, did we mess it up?
What do you mean?
I just feel sometimes it's hard to discern, like, the roles of men and women.
I mean, a woman could do anything that a man could do. I mean, except maybe, I don't know, pull a car because men are biologically stronger. But besides that... A woman could be CEO, a woman could be a housewife if she chose to be, if she can do anything she wants.
So it really has changed.
Do you agree with the change? I mean, kind of just circling back around to that. I really want to see what you're thinking. Not even regarding, like, the whole interview, but, like, I really want to know what you think.
I think it's good. I think it's good that most of the jobs we can interview for, we have the same amount of opportunity. I think... in colleges and everything. I mean, voting. But what happens is we have all these equal rights. I guess I'm talking about more in a workforce. But then when it comes into the intimacy of a relationship, I think men and women have so much conflict because we women now have these equal rights to go work like a guy and do these things around the world socially and work-wise as a man. But yet, when you come home and you're in the intimacy of your own bed, I don't mean just sex, but in an intimate, emotionally attached relationship with a man, there's a lot of feud and conflict that comes because we still have this domineering, independent side that we now are allowed to because the world has carved a way for us to do that. And then when you try to have this relationship where the woman, most of us want to be more cuddled and the guy stronger, this and that, it's hard to switch gears. That's how I see it.
Do you think, like...
For me, and that's how I feel like sometimes it happens to me. Like, I'm like, you said it earlier, like, I'm kicking ass and getting the house done, making money, supporting you and Trevor, and then sometimes in my own personal relationships, it's so strong and powerful that...
No, you definitely have a dominant personality.
It's hard to enmesh into this relationship that, you know.
Well, do you think growing up with a household where your dad was like the provider of the family and your mom was a stay-at-home mom, do you think that that has shaped that at all a little bit? Just because the way that's you, how you grew up seeing things?
Probably. I mean, that's probably how all I know. I mean, my mom was able to stay home. So maybe there's some thinking along those lines. Maybe you're right that I think that's how it should be or something. But no, I believe you and girls your age right now should go get careers, should go get these things. But it goes back to that choice. If you ever have a chance where you didn't have to work or whatever and you wanted to be that stay-home person, at least you know you had the same opportunity and it's in your back pocket.
Mm-hmm.
Because the kids do get older, and then you can always have your career. My suggestion is go out and have a career for a little bit and then make those other decisions later.
All right, and just to end on a bit of a happier note, I guess, what do you think your biggest success in life has been?
You and Trevor. Brooke and Trevor. Health. I go back to that.
You keep bringing up health.
Because I work hard at staying healthy. Keeping you both in private school is a big achievement for me under those circumstances.
Definitely. I know.
We're talking money now, so.
I mean, even that, like, a ton of my friends, we've all talked about how, like, you are literally, like, superwoman in some aspect in the way that you, like, throughout, like, the whole divorce and everything and even, like, fluctuating economy and money, almost everything financially for us has remained the same.
Mm-hmm.
And, like, I really, really look up to you on that because, like, we still live in a waterfront home, go to, like, a private school, and are still able to afford things like this $1,300 MacBook for school or just, like, all, like, the things that you do just to, like, make sure me and Trevor are happy.
Yeah. Well, it's a team effort. That's why when I say, hey, guys, take 10 minutes and fill out that scholarship.
I'm getting
because good. If I get that or you get that, it's a team. Cool.
All right. Well, thank you, and I hope you got as much out of this as I did.
Thank you.
All right.
Hello, class.